What is up, everybody? You are checking out the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, The Hakamadi NC, and we are back with our WrestleMania rewatch series. We are covering WWE WrestleMania 23 today. You could check out WrestleMania 1 through 22 in the archives. And WrestleMania 23 is all grown up. They're live in Detroit, Michigan in April 2007. And to bring back nostalgia all the way back from WrestleMania 3, Aretha Franklin is out to perform the national anthem for us. She got heavy, but she's still the queen of soul. And it was cool to see her, and a good call back to the early days of WrestleMania. Our first match on the card is a special Money in the Bank ladder match. We have Jeff Hardy versus King Booker versus Finlay versus CM Punk, Mr. Kennedy, Matt Hardy, Randy Orton, and Edge, many superstars in this match. And this was a decent match to start off WrestleMania, probably one of the better Money in the Bank ladder matches. We see Hornswoggle getting involved. Mr. Kennedy nails a DVD off the ladder to little Hornswoggle. And then Kennedy hits CM Punk with the briefcase, and Kennedy becomes new Mr. Money in the Bank. I give that match a 7 out of 10, a good start to WrestleMania 23. Next, we have the Great Khali defeating Kane. Great Khali ends up nailing a two-handed choke slam to Kane, and then he puts one foot on Kane to get the victory. After the match, Great Khali chokes Kane with a chain, and it's just a way to put the Great Khali over. I gave that a 2 out of 10. Crime Time has Eugene dance with Extreme Exposé, but then the Fabulous Moolah Mae Young dance along. Slick dances. Dusty Rhodes shows up, Sergeant Slaughter, Jimmy Hart, IRS, Mean Gene, Ricky Steamboat, and then Rod Simmons shows up and says, "Damn." So it's cool to see all those legends dance with Extreme Exposé and Mae Young. Next, WWE United States Champion Chris Benoit defends against MVP. And this was another good match between the two. I had never seen this one, so I was excited to see these two go at it. After three Germans, Benoit nails a flying headbutt to retain the WWE United States Championship. I gave that match a 7 out of 10. We've made it to our portion where we cover the 2007 Hall of Fame class. The class includes the original Sheik, Jim Ross, Jerry the King Lawler, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, Mr. Fuji, the Wild Samoans, Nick Bockwinkel, and Mr. Perfect. A nice list there. Next, we have the World Heavyweight Champion Batista defending against The Undertaker. And in one of the matches of the night, a great match between the two. Undertaker continues the streak after nailing a backdrop and a tombstone to defeat Batista. And I give this match an 8 out of 10. Good stuff between these two. And Batista and Undertaker will continue to fight throughout the remainder of the year. Next, Stephanie McMahon brings her baby to see Vince McMahon backstage. Vince is going to beat up Donald Trump. And it's just silly shenanigans for Vince backstage. Next, the ECW Originals, the Sandman, Rob Van Dam, Sabu, and Tommy Dreamer defeat the New Breed. And that's Elijah Burke, Matt Stryker, Marcus Carvon, and Kevin Thorne with Ariel. The Originals get the win after Rob Van Dam nails a 5-star frog splash to Matt Stryker. I give that a 4 out of 10. Nothing great, but could have been a bit better. Next, we have the hair versus hair Battle of the Billionaires match. Intercontinental Champion Umaga representing Vince McMahon, taking on the ECW champion Bobby Lashley, defending Donald Trump. The special guest referee for this is Stone Cold Steve Austin. And whichever representative loses, then their manager will get their hair shaved. During the match, Shane McMahon comes out and attacks Bobby Lashley. But Donald Trump clotheslines Vince and punches him on the floor. Austin nails a stunner to Umaga, and then Lashley nails a spear, and Bobby Lashley gets a victory. I give this a 7 out of 10. Umaga has done better work, and this wasn't his better matches, but it was still a decent match for WrestleMania. After all of the men shaved Vince McMahon's hair, and Vince McMahon is now bald. Next, we have the special Lumberjill match for the WWE Women's Championship. The Women's Champion Melina defeats Ashley after a roll-up bridge. I gave this a 2 out of 10. The women were just used to look good as eye candy. And unfortunately, there wasn't a lot of action in this women's title match. We've made it to our main event, the other match of the night, the WWE Champion John Cena defending against the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels. John Cena has a cool entrance this year. He drives a Ford Mustang through a glass board. Cool stuff there. We see many moments where Shawn Michaels nails a springboard moonsault to John Cena onto the announce table. Shawn Michaels accidentally nails a Sweet Chin Music to the referee. He then pile drives John Cena onto the ring steps, and Cena starts to bleed. Cena applies an STFU. Shawn nails a Sweet Chin Music, but then Cena applies the STFU again, and Shawn Michaels taps out. Again, that was a great match. I gave an 8 out of 10. All in all, this WrestleMania is a 6 out of 10. The only matches on this card that were worth rewatching was the Undertaker versus Batista match and the John Cena versus Shawn Michaels. For it being a big WrestleMania and after going back to Detroit, I felt like they could have done a bit better. But all in all, this WrestleMania gets a 6 out of 10. Our next WrestleMania 24, is going to be live in Orlando, Florida. Main event world champion Edge defending against The Undertaker. And a lot more action than Nature Boy Ric Flair versus Shawn Michaels in a career-threatening match. A lot of action in Orlando. Until next time, stay safe and stay uncensored.